Hello everybody, Lady Discourse here. Welcome back to another audio file. This one is a commission in which I do a contextualizing induction and then I read a passage with the suggestion that what is described in the passage is the case for my voice following this file. So it will be a passage from The Two Towers. The reference will be the power of the voice of Saruman. If you want my voice to be suddenly all powerful, this one's for you, and at any point if you're uncomfortable within the file, you can exit and the suggestions will wash clear from your mind and won't be a bother in the future. But for as long as you're willing to have a little bit of the powerful effect of my voice amped up by virtue of Lord of the Rings content, then feel free to continue listening. So you can just start to get a little bit more comfortable. You can find a spot that's nice and restful for you to be in, and just take some time for you to relax, for you to focus on my voice and my words, and the feeling of my voice going into your mind, listening so nice and intently, and ever so gradually slipping, sinking nice and easily into that fuzzy feeling of comfort, that slow slide falling over your mind. No point resisting or thinking of anything else. You can just focus on my words, on my voice. No need to think very much at all. Just opening up so nice and easily to that level of suggestibility, eager to take in my words. And of course, it feels so very nice to drop, so it just makes sense to slip and fall nice and easily without really much thought of resistance, just happily beginning to fall down 10, focused, easily, ready to feel overpowered, ready to let your mind just drop away, subsumed, 9, slipping, sinking, easy, helpless, to trance when it feels so lovely, so easy, 8, down, dropping, deeper, eager, 7, easily, down, your thoughts slowing to a standstill, I can take care of that for now, it's just not really necessary, 6, slipping, easily, happily, ready to let your mind just submit so deeply. And falling down so entirely into eager suggestibility in 4, happy, open, 3, 2, drop, 1, down. All the way down. And so now that you're very empty and blank and open and willing, the words I say in the next passage are only going to apply to my voice. And you may find particularly potently, since you've already such a groundwork of suggestibility laid for me. So, you're going to find, as I'm speaking the next passage, that your experience of my voice in future becomes reminiscent of the power exchange that's just inevitable, no disagreeing, just something deeply more powerful, more hypnotic, more undeniable, and it's going to feel so lovely to enjoy submitting into that sensation. Suddenly, another voice spoke, low and melodious, its very sound an enchantment. Those who listened unwarily to that voice could seldom report the word they heard, and if they did, they wondered, for they had little power left in them. Mostly, they remembered only that it was a delight to hear the voice speaking, and all that it said seemed wise and reasonable, and desire awoken them by swift agreement to seem wise themselves. When others spoke, they seemed harsh and uncouth by contrast, and should they gainsay the voice, anger was kindled in the hearts of those under the spell. For some, the spell only lasted while the voice spoke to them, and when it spoke to another they smiled, as men do when they see through a juggler's trick while some gape at it. For many, the sound of the voice alone was enough to hold them enthralled. For those whom it conquered, the spell endured when they were far away, even if they heard that soft voice whispering and urging them. But none were unmoved. None rejected its pleas and its commands without an effort of mind and will, so long as the voice had control of it. And so, that undeniable power, that easy, drifting ability to forget what my voice slips into your mind, just that it feels so lovely and delightful to have been in its place. That idea just slips so nice and easily and succinctly into your mind. It's going to be apparent when you hear my voice in future. And that'll just feel so nice, that undeniable pull under my control with simply the use of my voice. It's just right to give control over to me. It just feels so reasonable, so nice. And knowing how reasonable, logical, and rational everything I say seems to sound, and how it's so nice and delightful to just let me think for you, when my voice takes its rightful place inside your mind. And so, letting that sink in so deeply, so eagerly, this suggestion will take effect in future when you hear my voice, specifically in the context of a trance file. When you hear my voice in that context, you just can't help but listen so easily, so deeply, with your entire mind and being, and just happily, willingly obey. And letting that solidify itself inside your mind, nice and happy with that suggestion, your own helplessness, something to so joyfully give away. And slowly but surely now, starting to step out of the scene, your mental faculties and your mind returning to you, brushing off that cozy feeling for the time being, but feeling nice and refreshed as you step out of trance in 5, feeling a little bit more awake, feeling a little bit more conscious, your own self coming back to you, 4, feeling refreshed, a little wash of energy pulsing into your body, 3, feeling a lot more awake, alert, aware, ready to take on the rest of your day with that suggestion nice and neatly tucked into your mind and not bothering you for right now. 2, coming right the way back up, and 1, up, 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 wide awake. So, hope you enjoyed this little suggestion, twisting of somebody else's existing work. I enjoy dabbling in this kind of stuff. This was a commission. They're in limited supply, and I'd refuse to do ones that I don't want to do now. But anyway, if you enjoyed this file, make sure to slap a like down below, maybe even a comment if you're particularly enthused. And if you ever read this passage before and you were like, damn, I wish that was in a hypno-kinky context, now it is. Have a nice day. Goodbye.